The pages of a book are filled with tales of great adventures, stories of everlasting love, heartbreak, and the classic whodunit. Explore them all with your host, Laura Young. Welcome to Read Astray.
Hello, I'm Laura, middle school reading teacher and avid reader in general. Welcome to Read Astray, a podcast designated to reviewing different books. In this episode, I will be reviewing Supermarket by Bobby Hall. Supermarket was released in March of 2019 and was number one on the bestseller list by mid-April. This is the first novel by the book's author, Bobby Hall, who goes by many names, most notably as the rapper Logic. Sir Robert Bryson Hall II grew up in poverty in suburban Maryland. His dad was addicted to drugs, and his alcoholic mother flung racial slurs at her biracial kids. His brothers manufactured and sold crack cocaine. Hall himself was kicked out of school during his sophomore year, and he never graduated. Despite this upbringing, Hall found an outlet in hip-hop and started rapping in his teens. He released his first mixtape in 2009 under the name Psychological. He has since released 5 studio albums and recorded with known rappers such as Eminem, 2 Chainz, and Wiz Khalifa. He is Grammy-nominated platinum-selling artist, but not a writer. Hall admits that he never was a reader, but in his mid-20s, he spent a week binge-reading novels and decided to write one himself. I wish I had that sense of confidence. Read for a week and then feel like I'm a writer. I'm not sure what novels he read, but in the book, Flynn, the main character, criticizes Tolkien's writing as using too many words and pages to say something simple. Sorry for you fans of Lord of the Rings. He also discusses how Michael Crichton's books are superior to the movie versions. So I imagine Tolkien and Crichton's books were in the mix of his week of reading, as well as books by Ernest Cline, who Hall credits with being his mentor. The story Supermarket is told in two parts. The beginning is about the main character, Flynn, and his experiences working in a grocery store. He got the job after a terrible breakup and a bout of depression. He is a 24-year-old who hasn't finished college or held a job. He's living with his mother. His girlfriend, Lola, broke up with him because he never followed through with finishing any of his novels. He hasn't followed through with much, actually. But then he has had a tremendous stroke of luck and has gotten a publisher to buy his first book, on spec. They've paid him in advance, and now he must produce the manuscript within a year. So he's decided to prove Lola wrong and actually finish this one. His novel is to be set in a grocery store where he works. He uses the store employees as his characters and models the main character after Frank, a misogynistic troublemaker who is brash, irreverent, and daring, and becomes Flynn's best friend. Other characters include his love interest, Mia, who's working in the bakery while obtaining a law degree, Rachel, a clerk who develops a relationship with Frank, and Ted, the store assistant manager, who's always smiling. Flynn often zones out and imagines a scene at the grocery store that isn't actually happening, and then he has to snap himself back to reality. For example, when he's being interviewed for the job at the grocery store, he narrates a scene in which he punches Ted, the assistant manager, in the face, blood sprays everywhere. Ted's wondering what's going on, and of course he's certain he'll not get the job, but then he snaps back into reality, and he's actually just sitting in Ted's office discussing why he wants the job, which he does get. As the story progresses, Flynn struggles to survive as his mental health takes a toll, going downhill and resulting in a hospital visit. He must learn to cope with his anxiety and his depression and trudge forward. However, these are not Flynn's only mental issues. I will avoid a spoiler here, but most readers will pick up on Flynn's other issues easily. Then it's just wondering how it will actually pan out for Flynn. After leaving the hospital, he does some Google research and discovers a condition he feels may apply to him. This condition is derealization, a feeling that one's surroundings are not real, especially as a symptom of mental disturbance. I love diagnosing myself on Google. not. Then, in part two of the book, we're still following Flynn, but we find out that something major has happened. 2 years have passed, and Flynn is no longer at the supermarket. To say more here would be a huge spoiler. You're listening to Read Astray. I'm Laura, your book review host from the Henson Oakley Podcast Center. If you have a special occasion coming up, such as a wedding or a reunion or big birthday, and need a boost of confidence that a wider smile could provide, visit Henson Oakley. Henson Oakley on West Jackson Street in Cookeville offers Zoom teeth whitening. If you need a wider, brighter smile, visit Henson Oakley and see if it's right for you. I am reviewing Supermarket by Bobby Hall. Overall, I liked the story. The writing was not the best. It felt a bit like I was reading something by one of my more talented middle school students. There were shifts in tense, shifts in point of view. The dialogue was rudimentary. There was a definite lack of show, not tell, something my students struggle with. It's a situation where the author just states instead of describing what's happening. For example, at one point in the novel, Flynn states, "There was a beautiful sky, almost like God himself had painted it for us." He tells us the sky was beautiful, but I have no idea what it looked like. I also found the ending pretty darn unbelievable and far too quickly wrapped up. Some things I did enjoy. I enjoyed the novel's references to modern music, such as songs and albums from Mac DeMarco, Tame Impala, and Rex Orange County, as well as pop culture references to Rick and Morty and Bob's Burgers. However, these same references, while enjoyable in 2019, may not stand the test of time. I also respected that Hall acknowledged that the character Flynn was based on his own experiences with anxiety and depression and was written during what he refers to as his darkest days. He also waited 2 years, just as Flynn in the book did, before awakening and writing the second half. While I feel Hall may have some firsthand knowledge of anxiety and depression based on his own experiences, I'm not sure how much he truly knows about some of the more intense mental disorders he includes in the book. He admits to doing no research and basing his accounts on people he knew personally. Logic makes no secret of his mental and/or chemical disorders in his music. The core ideas are already in his songs, such as Anxiety and 1-800-273-8255, the latter being the number for the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. Ernest Cline, author of Ready Player One and one of Hall's writing mentors, writes, "Bobby Hall has crafted a mind-bending first novel with prose that is just as fierce and moving as his lyrics. Supermarket is like Naked Lunch meets One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest if they met at Fight Club." I'm not sure I agree with Cline's assessment, but I agree this novel is quite reminiscent, although not as well written, of Fight Club. It almost is Fight Club, with Flynn and Tyler Durden being almost the same character, including a scene in which Flynn beats himself to a pulp. This is one of those books that is a good, interesting, quick read. It's not genius. It's not one of my favorite of the year or even the month, but definitely interesting and something I'm glad to have read. I picked it up right after reading Furious Hours by Casey Sepp. Because Furious Hours is in-depth nonfiction, I was forced to read every word and sentence and take in all the details and even do research on my own. Supermarket was a super easy read that I finished in a few hours. It was a nice respite. Was this book a literary masterpiece? No, but it was interesting and it kept me turning the pages. When researching the book, I found the average rating on sites such as Goodreads and Amazon ranged from 3.7 to 5 out of 5. That being said, I wouldn't rate it that high, and it seemed to be a love or hate book among readers and reviewers, meaning they either loved it or they hated it. There was little to no in between. I can attest that from a strictly literary perspective, this novel could definitely use some work. But stepping away from the literary, it is a story that can be enjoyed. Flynn's a likable character who I found myself rooting for, and I kept reading to see how things would turn out for him. On a side note, Logic also released an accompanying soundtrack of the same name, Supermarket, the Soundtrack, a 13-track project that's softer than Logic's usual rap music. The album strays away from rap and settles for something closer to soft pop. He worked with Mac DeMarco on several songs. The soundtrack was released to negative reviews by music critics and peaked at number 56 on the Billboard 200. Well, thank you for tuning in today. I'm always open for book recommendations or ideas, as well as format suggestions or recommendations. You can access me through social media. Tune in again next time for another book review. Until then, happy reading.
You've been listening to Read Astray. Download your favorites and keep up with new episodes in the Hinson Oakley Podcast Center.